a link between smell loss and brain disease. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Both Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease can be tricky to diagnose. But according to Richard Doty, director of the University of Pennsylvania's Smell and Taste Center, they have one early symptom in common.
Individuals with early stage Alzheimer's disease typically show a demonstrable loss of smell on testing. People with Parkinson's disease, for the most part, even early stage Parkinson's disease, about 9 out of 10 have a demonstrable smell loss.
He and his colleagues recently published a study that strengthens the link. They found that mice with too much of a brain protein called tau also have trouble smelling. In humans, excess tau protein is a known hallmark of both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Doty says it's not clear why smell is often the first thing to go. One theory is that the brain's smell centers are especially vulnerable to damage. Another is that the nose may serve as an entry point for some undiscovered trigger that sets the disease in motion.
The connection between the nose and the brain is rather direct, so that materials, we know viruses, for example, can get up into the brain through the olfactory system.
Whatever the answer may be, this study has brought scientists one step closer to understanding these devastating illnesses. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.